In fact, I thought about publishing this material here on the forum for quite a long time. My concerns relate to the safety of such a repair. However, while browsing the internet, a dozen or so pages presenting a similar activity and the number of sold DC power cords for laptops, I decided that maybe it is worth including it, but at the same time, sensitized to the danger of such an operation. In my opinion, too few people paid attention to it in the materials I read. The danger I am writing about is the correct, later assembly of the plastic housing. It is worth mentioning at once that no manufacturer of a device equipped with such a power supply allows any interference, repair, etc. of this element. In the event of any damage, only complete replacement. No item, component, or wire appears in the part list of the service manual. Of course, one can argue whether this is the right way, or is it not better to just use dismountable power supplies? It's just that the manufacturer does not have any interest in this, and we are left with what we have. Although a few times I have already encountered similar designs, where there were screws, but it's a rarity. If we do not find any screws under all stickers slash feet, it only means that the housing of our power supply has been ultrasonically welded. The power supply presented here comes from the Lenovo laptop model. Its exact designations are ADP90RHB. Damage is the periodic interruption of charging. We have a blue LED here that indicates the presence of voltage, so you can immediately suspect that the problem may be somewhere at the output of the power supply. Of course, to suspect, because the voltage signaling by means of a lit diode does not always mean 100% power efficiency. An in-depth examination, which must always be done first, shows our problem. An interrupting cable, unfortunately in the worst, but at the same time, the most common place, right next to the bend at the housing. Sometimes it can happen that a damaged wire will short-circuit the two wires inside. Therefore, it is not worth bothering such a patient for too long in the event of a defect. Another common place is at the plug itself, and in this case, the repair is much simpler because we can replace the plug itself without having to take the whole thing apart. Unfortunately, we have to separate the casing because it cannot be done in another way. We proceed to disassembly. As mentioned earlier, let's first check if the manufacturer hasn't hidden any screws under the stickers or feet. If not, which is the vast majority, what you are about to see awaits us. Of course, we disconnect the power cord. It is worth noting that the high voltage inside the power supply will persist even for several seconds after disconnecting the 230-volt cable. Check how long the LED is still on. One of the methods I know for a reasonably nice and correct disassembly of such a housing is to position the blade of a knife, preferably a decent one, in the gap between the halves and hitting the knife with a hammer. You do not need to use a lot of force, piece by piece. This way we can open the non-dismountable housing. It should be remembered that the entire operation should be carried out on a stable, hard surface that will not spring due to impacts. A good place is the top right above the table leg. If we overdo it, we will damage the casing or the components inside. As you can see, this method managed to open with virtually no damage. The only slight flaw visible in the marked place. After folding the two halves, everything will fold without a trace. We don't have any dents or broken pieces of plastic here. Another way of demolition is to saturate the connection points with a small amount of gasoline. A few drops. Wait a while. Then the seal lets go, and you can easily separate the two parts. With this method, however, you should follow safety rules. Remember about the flammability of the product and ensure adequate ventilation. It's best to wait some time before doing anything until everything E.